Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready for the countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Well, hello, everyone. Hello, this is Jesse Bowen, and I've got a new podcast that I'm doing just for martial artists. I am a grandmaster and a martial artist and the president of the American Martial Arts Alliance Institute and the director of the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation. Plus, I am the president of Elite Publications. My mission is to make the world a better place. And I had to sit down and think about, how can I make the world a better place? Let's look around and see what it is that I have or what I can do. And what I came up with was the ability to be able to share your legacy. Your legacy through being able to tell your story. And, you know, we just released the ninth edition of the Who's Who in the Martial Arts, which is a biography book about martial artists. This is number 9, getting ready to head towards number 10. But what we discovered, you know, 9 years ago when we created the very first book to have a tribute to my martial arts instructor, Grandmaster Jan Wellendorf, and the Karate International of North Carolina organization for all that he had done for me in my life and the impact. And there was never scheduled to be a second book. But his partner, Dale Brooks, had passed away, so we decided to, you know, do something. We had a banquet, and, you know, we had, I guess, 30 or 40 of his friends were featured in the book, and it was just scheduled to be one book. So happened after that book, a few of my friends, such as Grandmaster Joe Corley and Jeff Smith and others, decided, yeah, hey, let's do one more book. And so that one more book has turned into 9 books, has turned into international publishing company, focusing on helping authors become bestsellers. So my focus with this podcast is to share in the martial arts community what it is that we have of value. Now, we know that we have our technique. We have our ability to be able to teach our technique for our students to be effective in being able to defend themselves. But is that it? What else do we have? What is the knowledge that we have for our martial arts students that can help them live a better life? And what is a better life? Well, it's sort of based on anyone's definition of what is a better life. You know, a better life can mean, you know, that you live in a place of, you know, prosperity. A better life can mean that you're higher education. A better life can mean a great relationship. It can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So you have to decide, what does a better life actually mean for you as a martial artist? So as we sit back and we look at our lives, you know, for many of us, such as myself, you know, we've been studying the martial arts for almost 50 years. So out of 50 years, what do we have of value? Well, this is a reason when we sit down and we begin to think about, you know, our value is our knowledge, the knowledge that we gain from our teacher. And let's go even farther back, the knowledge that we gain from our parents, our upbringing, our schooling, our life experiences, the things that we have created, you know, the things that we have done wrong. Yeah, that's even true. So some of the things that we've done wrong can be valuable to prevent someone else from going down that path. Now, right now, we're living in a mixed up, crazy world here with so many things going on. You know, what is right, what is truth is really in a bad place. But as martial artists, we should be standing in that doorway, that stops all of the outside world when the student comes into our school, into our martial arts school, and we begin to teach that person the core values of life. First of all, number one, learning respect and respecting yourself. You know, number two is understanding how to be able to develop self-discipline, courage, and all of those things. So as you can see, as I've named off a lot of different things that we have to offer as martial artists, but when we leave the classroom, where does it go? If someone wasn't in our class, can we share that information? How do we share that information with them? Well, a book is one of the best places to start to being able to share your martial arts knowledge. What is it that you do? You know, I've written over 30 books. Someone says, well, how in the world can you think about 30 things to write about? Well, it's pretty simple. Where am I right now in my own life? What am I doing? My very first book was a training manual way, 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 way back in the day. Digital cameras had just come out. I got a corporate printer, and I printed, you know, these books and notebooks. Never really thought about writing a book, but I knew that my students needed a way to follow my lessons and to follow my technique. So I created my first book to be an asset to my martial arts students so they would have a way to be able to follow me in class. I really got tired of teaching the same thing over and over and over, so I created this notebook, and unbeknownst to me that this would be a valuable asset in the future, I became the martial arts instructor for Duke University, and the university accepted this manual, this ring binder manual with the photographs and the text on how to be able to execute all the different techniques and kicks, and they made the manual a requirement for the students involved in my martial arts program at Duke University. And I was at Duke for 28 years, and I never changed the manual. So, you know, from what we did 28 years ago when digital cameras first came out, you know, when I left Duke, we were still doing the same thing. It's only a few years ago that I transferred that manual into a book. So you can see from one project of trying to find a way to be able to teach in a consistent manner to my students, we created a manual. And that manual created thousands of dollars of revenue in that 28 years. So just from that simple process of looking at solving a problem for your students, in a book or in written material. Videos are great, but, you know, really to touch a book, feel a book, turn a page in a book, you know, that's pretty, it's a pretty amazing feeling. So that's just one of the ways for you to begin to think about, you know, whether or not you as a martial artist has something to write about. Do you meditate? What about a book on meditation? Do you teach goal setting to your students? What about a book on goal setting? Well, why not engage in courses? And really, nowadays, it's pretty easy to get certification by going through an online class and get a certification in meditation, get a certification in mindfulness training, get a certification in goal setting. Become an expert, because when you write a book, that's what it's doing. It's moving you to that level to be recognized as an expert. And a book, think about it as a giant business card. So, you know, this is what I want to begin to share in my podcast, is all these little tidbits that will help martial artists understand their value. And, you know, at the end of the day, and I know you're probably saying, well, I don't really know how to do all this stuff. Well, that's the reason I'm actually doing this podcast, to let you know that I'm here to support you. You know, we're helping martial artists around the world to be able to publish their books and market their books. So I'm just giving you the insight of the benefits of making that decision to actually become a published author. Now, there are several other things that go into that. First of all, if you publish a book, does not automatically turn on some magic button that you sell thousands of books and you become world famous. It doesn't mean that. It means that if you publish, if you have a desire to write a book, to be able to publish that book, then you have to think about who's going to buy it. And that becomes under your marketing of how do I begin in this process of redoing this and how am I going to market it? Well, the next thing you probably ask yourself is, okay, how am I going to get the money to actually publish your book? I hear it's pretty expensive. Well, it's not super cheap. There are a lot of options, and these are some of the things that I want to share in the podcast today. This podcast is really about, you know, how do you find ways to financially publish your book? Well, of course, you can do it yourself if you have the resources, but maybe you don't have the resources. So my podcast today, I want to talk about the becoming an author and how to be able to get funding for your book project. So I've given you the first part of the podcast talking about the reasons you should do it. Now I'm going to work on the second half of my podcast of talking about steps to be able to get it done. Number one, have a desire. That's where success starts. When you have a desire to get something done, this is where you become successful because the doorways will open up for the opportunities to sell your book, to be a international bestseller. Is you begin to take some fundamental steps. Now, you can learn all this on your own, or, again, you can come to someone like Elite Publications, which we've already done all these steps. We can be your easy button for doing that. So when you decide you want to become an author, just do it. I love Nike. Now, in fact, I'm a corporate educator, and Nike is actually one of the companies that I actually present to. All of that started way back in the day when I wrote my first book, and I didn't know where it was going, solving one problem, but it opened the door. So I'm a corporate educator, and companies like Nike, I love going there because their executives, you know, that's what they do. They just do it, and they're always trying to find out how to motivate themselves. So you may want to do a book or something on, again, on motivation. So I'm going to talk about three ways that you can get funding to publish your book. Number one, you can find a sponsor. Yep, that's exactly right. If you've got a great idea and you said, well, let me share it with someone. Let me share it with a couple of people. Hey, I want to write a book and how to be cookbook. I'll give it a great example. I'm a partner with a new cookbook that's coming out. It's called Elite Black Belts Who Cook. And when I was presented with the idea, Elite Black Belts Who Cook, that's interesting. I haven't heard of that before. I immediately jumped on it, became a partner, and this book is actually coming out in October, and it's already selling. And we're going to talk about pre-sales, but the book is already selling. There's a website up. So the book is already doing it. We have co-authors. This book is more of a compilation book. And so the people that are the co-authors, they are investing in the book also. So you can find partners. So a great way to do that is, number one, share your idea with people that you believe that will financially support your book. Number two, you can actually write a book that's a compilation that other people pay to be in the book, and they can become your partners. So not only do you sell the book, you have other people that are in the book that are also your co-authors. So it's an easy way for them to become a published author through your book. So everybody wins in this situation. So when you have a project like a compilation book and you are one of the authors, and I just did a book back here a few months back, became an international bestseller in 78 different categories. And that book had 28 other authors in the book. you know, we published a book, but we had these partners. And so, you know, we took this book and we exchanged the covers. Our co-authors that wanted to be on the front cover have their own personalized books. They could have that. They had a marketing plan. They went out and, you know, they're holding their book signings. And they are functioning just like if they were a single author, but they're a author or a co-author in a compilation book. And so with this opportunity, it really expanded. Again, you know, whatever I publish, I actually use it. I sent a copy of this book to a company that I'd worked for. And in fact, the company was American Express. I'd done seminars for them. And I sent them a copy of the book, and they invited me to be a speaker in one of their training programs. And the book is called Elite Martial Artists in America, and the book was about martial artists that was sharing the secrets to life, the secret to business, and the secret to leadership. So this book was a perfect match for that particular company. And not only did I go there, I did a book signing. They had 50 copies that they gave to their executive teams. So all of those things happened because, you know, I found a way to actually have partners to help me to be able to write a book, and everyone that was a co-author had that opportunity to monetize their book and create revenue from being that. So that's one way. So remember, that's one way. Find a partner. Find a group of people, find those people you have that connection, and you can write a compilation book. Or again, you may go to a company, let's say McDonald's, and you've got a book, and maybe McDonald's say, well, you know, your book is really good. Maybe it's about Ronald McDonald. Who knows? And and they say, well, hey, we want to be a part. How much do you need? Say, well, I need $20,000. Well, you can do a book way less than $20,000, but let's just say that's $20,000 that you asked for. And because McDonald's is a company that has that revenue source that could possibly, you know, provide that for you. So another way is to use crowdfunding. So in crowdfunding, there are nonprofit organizations that specialize in helping individuals launch a business, publish a book. That's another way that you can do that. So you can go put up a GoFundMe site. Well, I've got a book coming out, and you know, if you donate $25, I'm going to send you a signed copy of the book. It's going to be coming out in January. So you can donate towards the publishing of my book. So you can do a GoFundMe, you can go online, and you can discover what organizations that are actually sponsoring or will give funding for a book project. Now, another good place to look is on Kickstarter's.com. You can go there. That website is about people looking to invest in other people's projects. So you can actually do that. So you can, you can fundraise to get the finances in doing that. And I know you're probably saying, well, I don't know if I can do that. Well, that's what my job is. So we can create a program for you to help you create the revenue that you need to be able to write your book. Now, my third way that I want to share with you is through a pre-sale program. Now, a pre-sale program is, let's say, for example, I have a book idea and a concept. Well, the first thing I want to do, I want to create the cover of the book. And that cover is how the book is going to be, you know, what is it going to be about, what it's going to look like, what are the colors, what are everything in there that you need to know about the book. Then I'm going to create my website to be able to put my book cover on, and then I'm going to start pre-selling the book. So when you have a friend that asks you the question, oh, wow, I hear you have a book coming out. Yeah, I do. How do I get a copy? Well, it's going to be coming out in January, and, of course, it's August right now. Oh, yes, coming out in January. Well, let me know when it comes out. I want to get a copy. But the problem with that scenario is that you just lost a sale. Now, if you had a pre-sale website already built so that that person could now actually go to your website and order your book, and they're standing in line, you know, when your book releases, they're going to be waiting to get a signed copy of your book in the mail. They haven't even read the book yet. Number one, this could be your circle of influence. That means your friends, your martial arts students, your family members, your social media friends. It could be any of those things out there. If you're running marketing of letting the whole world know you have a book coming out, and again, you know, if that book is on a topic that a lot of people would like to know more about, then that would be great, you know, for you to be able to do, is to be able to have that book and to be able to share it, because a lot of people want it. Now, when I'm talking to individuals and they're talking about, you know, about writing a book, I generally ask them one of three questions. Well, I ask them all three and for them to choose one of the answers. Number one, I want to write a book because it's on my bucket list. That is the easiest book to write, because if it doesn't sell on Amazon or it's just a personal book to you, it's just personal to you. The second type of book is a book that I want to do something for me. So I want to be a coach, or I want to support my martial arts program. Well, then I want that book to be to support. So when someone comes to my school and I'm giving them everything that they need to have to get started, I give them a training manual. So that is supporting my program. It's creating revenue. But because that person is excited, they have a copy of the book with the picture of their teacher in there, they really want to have it. And like I said, in my martial arts school, it was just a requirement. Every student had to have a notebook, no exceptions to the rule. So that is one way. Maybe I'm doing seminars. Some of my early books were motivational books, law of attraction books, positive thinking books, because I did seminars for a company that's called the Silver Method, or it used to be called Silver Mind Control back in the day, but it's now it's called Silver Life System. So I did seminars for them. So a lot of my books were motivational books, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life, The New You Self-Discovery System. This was all about helping people to become empowered. So my books were actually on empowerment. So as you are, you know, defining your pre-sale of the books, so remember, you don't have to write your book first. You have to come up with the idea, the concept, and begin to share that to the world. And my third reason is that you want to write a book because you think it's a great book and a lot of people want it. Now, that is a book that has to use marketing. So marketing is how you sell books. How do you let people know where they are? I can put your book into 40,000 online stores, but if people don't know about your book, they're still not going to buy the book. So you want to think about, well, you know, I have this idea or concept. I know I can sell problems. Then you need to have a marketing plan. You need to be able to work with a publisher that can do that. Now, with Elite Publications, you know, in the past year, I have released 4 number one Amazon bestsellers, and this is international. You know, and we have helped over 20 people in this past year to be able to release number one international best-selling books. You say, well, what does that actually mean? It means that your book is in the top of books in certain categories. So for an example, let's say I'm a martial artist, so of course I want my book to be in a category that people are looking for books on martial arts to be there. So I can either be at the bottom of that list. Now, Amazon, when they're Kindle, they actually produce over 4,000 Kindles every day that's dropped into Amazon. So if you don't have marketing, then your book goes to the bottom. What we try to do is create a marketing plan so that when you release your book is at the top 100. The place we want to see it is at number one. Okay, so we want to see that book at number one. It means that the book is outselling anything else that's on the internet. So we have the hot new releases, and then we have the best sellers. So we want to work on getting that book to the bestseller state. So number one, your bucket list. Number two is I want to do something for me. Number three, I have a great idea, and I want a lot of people to be able to experience my idea, my concept, whatever it is. So that's what I really want to be able to do. So what you have to do is to sit down with and make a plan. And I'd be more than happy to sit down with you and help you get an idea of where to get started. And you can reach me at Elite Publications, and the email address is info@elitepublications.org. You can text me. That number is 919-618-8075. And I'd be more than happy to help you get started. You know, I found a powerful tool, and I want to share it with others so they can experience what I've had the blessed opportunity to experience as a martial artist, as an author, and as a publisher. So remember, everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. So as you go back and review this audio program from today, so remember, break it down, find out where you want to get started. But remember, I'm your easy button, so you can contact Elite Publications and we can get you started. Again, this is Jesse Bowen. Be blessed. Remember, the website is www.elitepublications.org. The email address is info@elitepublications.org. And remember, you can shoot me a text, 919-618-8075. Hey, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. Be blessed. And remember, everyone has a story. You just have to get it out.